Hey, it's Jefferson Graham. You're listening to the weekend edition of Talking Tech. And this was the week that Apple and Samsung really laid it out on the line. Consumers, let them know in no uncertain terms, no, we're not going to spend $1,000 for your smartphone. Both of them had earnings reports. Apple's iPhone revenue declined 12% from the year-ago quarter, while Samsung blamed weak sales momentum for the Galaxy S10. So why are consumers resisting paying so much money for phones? I've got some ideas. $1,000 is one. That's just too much money for a device, even though we use it all the time. But the older phones are just not that bad, and the used phones are not that bad. You don't need to spend $1,000 because the new features introduced over the last few years have not been game-changing. Consumers, come on, let's admit it, they don't care about facial recognition, augmented reality, and a faster processor enough to pony up the big bucks. And like I said, the older phones are just too good. They're not falling apart. They're staying alive. Now, sure, the batteries deteriorate, but you can get a new one for like $50 to $70. And if you crack a screen, which is likely, the cost is $150 to $200 to get them fixed. So if you have, say, an older iPhone 7, and you replace those items, you're looking at around $200 or so for an upgrade. That's a lot less than $1,000 for a new phone. You know, I love the new and improved camera, but for the majority of the world, selfies and food shots taken on an iPhone 6 will just not look that much different from those snapped on an iPhone XS. The software update tools Apple releases every year make the cameras and photo management in general better, and the update is free. As you know, Apple will release the latest update, iOS 13, in September, along with a new crop of phones, which are expected to sell again for $750, $1,000, and $1,100. Apple's got its work cut out for the company, particularly with the threat of these new tariffs from President Trump that will add $75 to $100, hypothetically, to the price of an iPhone. So what's it going to be? New or used? I'd love to hear from you. Look for me on Twitter where I'm at, Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to online audio. I will be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.